24 VOA Afrique.
Hello and welcome to lesson number 58 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 58 d'English USA. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner arrive en retard à un rendez-vous au bureau municipal de l'environnement. Il va s'excuser de son retard. Vous apprendrez comment vous excuser, vous aussi, dans telle ou telle circonstance. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Comment faire des excuses? C'est ce que vous allez apprendre aujourd'hui. Martin Lerner arrive au bureau de l'environnement pour discuter la pétition signée par ses voisins et il est très en retard à son rendez-vous. Voilà ce qu'il dit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Je suis désolé. I'm so sorry. Je suis vraiment désolé. I'm very sorry. I'm really sorry. Je suis infiniment désolé. I apologize. Je m'excuse. I do apologize. Je m'excuse infiniment. Réponse que l'autre personne donne à ce moment-là. Don't worry. Ne vous inquiétez pas de cela. Je vous en prie. Don't worry. It's all right. Ça va. Don't mention it.
Good morning, Edith. I'm sorry I'm late. How long have you been here?
Good morning. I've just arrived.
It's raining very hard.
I know. It has been raining all morning. The traffic was terrible.
I left my apartment an hour ago. The rain has been terrible. Are we very late for our meeting?
It's all right. I called the office.
That's good. Thanks.
That's okay. Let's go. Good morning, Mr. Sample. I'm Edith Hill.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks. This is Martin Lerner.
Good morning.
Hello. I'm happy to meet both of you. You've come for something about NEAT.
And I'm very sorry I'm late.
No problem. That's all right.
The traffic was terrible.
Yes, I know. It rained all night. I left home at 7 o'clock this morning, but I was late.
Where do you live?
I live in the country.
We do apologize.
Don't worry. It's all right. Would you like some coffee?
If you have time, I'd like coffee.
Yes, please.
Please help yourself.
Thanks. May I pour you a cup, Martin?
Yes, thank you.
You're here about NEAT, aren't you? What can I do for you?
We need your help. Edith can explain.
We are making a proposal to the city for our neighborhood. Oh, I'm so sorry. I spilled coffee on your table.
No problem. Don't worry. It won't hurt the table. Here's a napkin.
I am really sorry.
That's all right. Now, where were we? You were telling me about a proposal, weren't you?
I apologize.
Don't mention it.
Our neighborhood group prepared a proposal to the city. We need your help. Can you take a look at the proposal before we send it to the city?
Tell them about the petition.
I'm sorry. I forgot the petition. We wrote a petition asking the city to help clean up our neighborhood.
That's Hillside Neighborhood, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
On offre ses excuses dans toutes sortes de circonstances. Quand on arrive en retard, quand on oublie quelque chose, ou qu'on perd un document, quand on marche sur les pieds de quelqu'un, ou quand on renverse du café sur la table, par exemple. Écoutez ces exemples qui suivent.
I'm sorry I'm late. I'm very sorry I'm late.
We do apologize. I'm so sorry I spilled coffee. I'm sorry I forgot.
La façon la plus courante pour s'excuser en anglais, c'est de dire tout simplement « I'm sorry », « je suis désolé », ou bien « sorry », tout simplement « sorry », « désolé ». On peut dire ça dans presque n'importe quelle situation. Maintenant, offrez vos excuses « I'm sorry », après les reproches de Martin Lerner. Même si vous ne comprenez pas tout, pratiquez et dites I'm sorry. Allez-y.
You are late. You forgot the papers. You spilled coffee. You're very early. You forgot the letter.
Exerçons-nous. Comment faire des excuses? Ça, c'est très pratique dans la vie courante. Ça arrive à tout le monde d'avoir besoin de faire des excuses. L'expression la plus simple et la plus courante est, si vous êtes en train de parler de vous-même, « I'm sorry ». « I'm sorry ». Je suis désolée. Ou bien « Pardon ». « I'm sorry ». Avec un peu plus d'accent, « I'm very sorry ». Je suis très désolée. I'm really sorry. Je suis absolument désolée. I'm really sorry. Ou bien, je suis vraiment désolée. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm terribly sorry. Répétez après moi. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm terribly sorry. Autre excuse. I apologize. Je m'excuse. I apologize. Si vous voulez insister, I do apologize. Je m'excuse infiniment. I do apologize. Répétez. I apologize. I do apologize. Maintenant, voyons ces expressions dans un contexte. Par exemple, tel est le cas de Martin Lerner, il est en retard à son rendez-vous. He's late. Dans votre cas, vous diriez I'm late. Je suis en retard. I'm late. Donc, vous arrivez en retard là où vous deviez être et vous dites I'm sorry, I'm late. Ou bien, I'm very sorry, I'm late. I'm terribly sorry, I'm late. À vous d'essayer l'expression, je suis en retard, I'm late. Allez-y. I'm sorry, I'm late. Expression, à part être en retard. I disturbed you. Je vous ai dérangé. I'm sorry I disturbed you. Dans le cas où une personne est quelque part ou dans un bureau et vous dérangez cette personne parce que vous avez besoin d'informations, vous dites I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry I disturbed you. Mais j'ai besoin de l'aide. I'm sorry I disturbed you, but I need your help. But I need your help. Sorry I disturbed you. Ou bien, autre manière de le dire, I'm sorry to disturb you, but I need your help. I'm sorry to disturb you, but I need your help. Désolé de vous déranger, mais j'ai besoin de votre aide. I'm sorry to disturb you. Autre exemple. I forgot. J'ai oublié. I'm sorry. I forgot. Désolé, j'ai oublié. Ou bien, dans le cas de l'histoire, la personne a renversé du café. I spilled the coffee. J'ai renversé le café. I'm sorry. I spilled the coffee. Désolé, j'ai renversé le café. I'm sorry, I spilled the coffee. Autre expression courante à part I'm sorry, il y a aussi excuse me. Ou bien oh, excuse me. Donc, essayez à votre tour de créer des phrases avec I'm sorry. Et voilà pour la première partie de cette leçon numéro 58 d'English USA. And that's it for part one of lesson number 58 of English USA. And that's it for today. Sorry, I forgot. Pardon, j'ai oublié. Bien sûr, on revient en quelques instants pour la seconde partie de cette leçon où vous apprendrez à accepter les excuses de quelqu'un. Stay with us and we'll be back in a moment. Restez à l'écoute. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Au cours de la leçon suivante, nous sommes avec Martin Lerner et sa voisine, le professeur Edith Hill. Ils ont tous les deux rendez-vous au bureau de l'environnement pour discuter d'une proposition concernant le nettoyage d'un jardin public. Vous apprendrez, comme tout à l'heure, à vous excuser. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I'm very sorry. Et aussi, comment on accepte courtoisement les excuses de quelqu'un. Don't worry. It's all right. That's okay. No problem. Don't mention it.
I'm very sorry. I've spilled coffee on the proposal.
No problem. That's okay. I can still read it.
It hasn't been a good day. First the rain, then the traffic, now the coffee.
Don't worry. I can make another copy at my office.
I'm sorry I can't read the proposal today. I have to go to Annapolis for a meeting this afternoon. I can read it tomorrow. Can we meet again tomorrow afternoon?
I'm sorry I can't meet tomorrow. I have to go to St. Louis for 2 days.
Can we meet on Friday?
I'm sorry. I have classes at the university on Friday. Can we meet next Monday?
I'm sorry, I can't. Is Tuesday okay?
Tuesday is fine.
Tuesday's wonderful.
I'm sorry we can't meet before Tuesday, but I will read the proposal carefully before then.
That's all right. We aren't in a hurry. Are we, Edith?
No, we aren't.
Good. Tell me about NEAT. What does it mean?
Necessary Environmental Action Today.
That's good. N-E-A-T. NEAT.
We wanted something people would remember.
We wanted something with action in the name. We wanted people to know we wanted action.
I understand. People can take action about their environment. This office helps people do that.
That's why we came to you. We want you to tell us how to be successful.
What does your office do?
We do many things. We work with factories. We don't want our factories to pollute, do we? We work with schools. Education is very important. We want children to understand their environment. We want them to keep it clean.
It is easier to work with children, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We like working with children. We also work with builders.
What do you mean?
We want new buildings and homes in the city, but we don't want to hurt the environment. We want the city to be beautiful and clean for many years.
Are there problems?
We are looking at some problems now. There's too much traffic near the harbor now.
What can you do?
We want to keep cars away from the harbor. We want to build parking lots for cars away from the harbor.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. People come to the city to see the harbor. Why do you want to keep them away?
We don't want to keep people away. We want to keep cars away. We want people to park their cars and then take a bus or train to the harbor. We have to educate people about the environment.
How long have you been in this office?
About 3 years. We didn't have an environmental office before then.
D'habitude, on accepte les excuses de quelqu'un en disant tout simplement « Ça va, il n'y a pas de problème, ne vous inquiétez pas. »« That's okay, no problem. Don't worry. » Écoutez quelques exemples.
« No problem, that's okay.
Don't worry, that's all right. »
Vous allez maintenant accepter les excuses de Martin. Une fois qu'il s'est excusé, dites-lui « That's all right. » Allez-y.
I'm sorry I'm late. I'm sorry I forgot the papers. I'm sorry I forgot. I'm sorry I spilled the coffee.
Martin, we must go.
Yes. We've taken too much of your time, Mr. Sample.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Don't mention it. It's okay. I'll see you on Tuesday.
Allez-y. Pour accepter les excuses, quand on accepte les excuses de quelqu'un, on dit, en général, It's all right. Ça va. It's okay. Ça va. Ou bien, don't mention it. N'en parlez pas, il n'y a pas de problème. Don't mention it. Donc, mettez-vous à la place de la personne. Vous dites à l'autre à laquelle vous vous excusez, I'm late. L'autre personne répondra, It's okay. Ou bien, I forgot. That's all right. Ça, ça va. Ne vous inquiétez pas, c'est pas un problème. That's all right. I spilled coffee. J'ai renversé le café. Don't worry. Ne vous inquiétez pas. Donc, essayez d'accepter les excuses de quelqu'un. Je vais vous dire ce que j'ai fait, et vous, vous allez ou répondre « It's all right. That's okay. Don't worry. Don't mention it. It's all right. »
And that's it for lesson number 58 of English USA. Et voilà qui termine cette leçon numéro 58 d'English USA. I'm sorry, so sorry that it's over. Don't worry, it's okay. No problem. Ça, c'est ce que vous me répondez. We'll be with you next week. Merci, les copains. Don't forget to tune in. N'oubliez pas d'être à l'écoute. Practice hard. Goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique. VOA Afrique, la radio de tout le monde.
Like say, we be chicken for floor. And I they do like poo-poo, cause I never get nothing so new.
Tell them, girl.
As they kill my people, like say, we be chicken for floor. Yeah. And I they do like poo-poo, cause I never get nothing so new.
Tell them, girl.
Absent is the fuzzy. Good, I'm in the deputies. Stay with what you're partying on.
Word is wrong, y'all.
Option is the policy. Rule out infidelity. Stay with what you're partying on.
For real.
Age not the sofa fish, brother. Age not the sofa fish, sister. Age not the sofa fish, brother. Age not the sofa fish, sister.
I knew a girl once, her name was Sade, sweet as taboo. Long hair, Prada shoes, 5'9", model too pretty, witty with men, little or no discipline. Lived her life like she was an orphan, not peep the same. Besides her beauty, she was born with a natural talent to lie. Club life, night crawler, didn't know she was to die soon. From party corners to back seats and cars, kitchen floors, an infomaniac attitude was raw. Her mom cried, her father never stopped praying. She delayed her only chance to be close to God. Always saying, God loves me the way I am, and my friends never judge, they accept me, and they always show love. Her excuse, peer pressure from STDs to HIV, no measure, metamorphosized to AID. Look at what she has become, a product of disgrace. Everyone disgusted that she shows her face, but God help her.
Over us, oppressing us like an incubus. It can't be worse if we keep closing our eyes and saying that we're in the darkness. We must live above the mental state of blindness. The key to cure or eradicating AIDS is one partner or abstinence. We need happiness. It's time to raise up this continent. Controversy says AIDS came through experiment. Some say it's a natural element. It's evident we all, as the government, need a president to implement certain policies. Rehabilitate minds, educate our own kind. So they can be wise to rise, empower them with a message of truth, so they can leave a legacy for the unborn youth. And God help us. What? Check it. He's the killer.
elevate from the state that you are. And let you find yourself.
I'm saying,
age is real. Open your mind and recognize. Stop living in a state of mental blindness. Know what I'm saying? Word. Yeah. Word from Asha. Word from XO. Cool bombs and fill you. Clam, what's up? Check it. Word's long. Life story, know what I'm saying?
Musique et info pour chacun, VOA Afrique.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Restez branchés sur le monde avec VOA Afrique.
Kagbagro, kagbagro ye pa o, te se dona gaba kagbagro bo won o wa nwinga o. Kagbagro, kagbagro ye pa o. There's your donor, Gabba, Gabba, Krogo, oh, I'm wearing a hoe. Gabba, Gabba, Krogo, I'm wearing a hoe. I'm wearing a hoe. I'm wearing a hoe.